This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Credit where credit is due. Kevin Stefanski actually said some things today, some things that we can kind of run with here. Here was one of his comments on the quarterback position.
All things depth chart, certainly a quarterback. I have a plan that's in pencil. We have to take in information every single day, take in how guys are handling certain situations, and then adjust from there. But we'll get to those type of decisions later on.
All right. I need that to not be coach speak. I need it out of Kevin Stefanski. I need this to be a legitimate quarterback spot. And when I say I mean we need it. I think the locker room needs it. Like, yes, it is. I understand that we have had so many great people on, and I'm sure Joe Thomas joins us in 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Joe will say, you got to get this thing done quickly so the team can turn the page and focus on competing. Empathetic as hell to that, and who the hell am I to fight on that? At the exact same point, this needs to be legit. This everybody needs to have a chance for this thing to have a chance to go anywhere. Because the locker room will know if you did or didn't do this the legit way.
And I did say something about wanting to find an answer sooner than later. But I'm with you. I don't want him in the hurry-up offense on this one.
Yeah.
Take your time. Evaluate everyone. And if we get this thing like 3 weeks from now, that's not enough. It should be literally reading up right to the season.
Yeah, and by the way, I understand if going up to in between that weird off week, which still makes no damn sense to me, but where you have the 2 weeks off between the last preseason game and the first regular season game. I absolutely understand if that's too rich for anyone's blood and that you haven't, okay, we got to wrap it up before that. Get it. Wouldn't be how I did it, but I get it. At the same point, 3 weeks from now is too early. A month from now is probably still right around the time frame that you would expect, right? August 23rd. Like, that's right around the time frame where I'm comfortable hearing, and that I'll give you credit for running an authentic quarterback search.
I mean, anything outside of, like, the DTR, I'll tell you at 9:30 the day of, I think I'm going to be pleased with. I need, like, push it as far as you possibly can.
Oh, by the way, that was just a communication gap.
Yeah, that's what that was.
Or maybe DTR just, he had the ear thing that day.
No, it's going to happen. Is Flacco will win the job, and it'll be like, hey, I found it at 9 o'clock this morning. And Stefanski will come in the presser the day after and be like, oh, didn't we have a convo about that? We talked about that.
It'll be the opposite.
That was a thing, right? I told you.
Someone's going to let it slip. This would be the downfall of the Browns if this happened, by the way. Somebody's going to let it slip. It's like, yeah, we knew the second week of camp.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like, but we all knew.
Oh,
we just forgot to tell the most important person.
And here's the thing. We'll be so ensconced in the regular season that I won't have the proper runway to just slaughter them for it, which is what should happen. If you don't run this quarterback search thoroughly, meaning Flacco gets a chance. I mean, he's kind of baked in. You know what Joe is. But Pickett mm-hmm. gets a chance. Gabriel gets a chance. Those are two guys I don't think are good quarterbacks. And I'm saying they should get a chance. And then Shador gets a chance. If you don't do that, I honestly don't know you're fit to be the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, which is why today I'm very liable to take his word for it.
And here's what I would tell Browns fans. You should get excited for this. Like, this is, in many ways, this next month and a half is going to be just as good as some parts of the actual season, depending how this season goes.
I think this is where you got the sports talk cap on.
But it's true.
It is going to stress the ever-loving crap out of Browns fans.
I think fans are going to be interested in it. I think there's going to be excitement around it. I think
this
is going to be like
searching for the new Pope. By the end, Catholics were like, just do the dude from Chicago. I'm out. I need to know who the... I don't know. You might be able to speak on this better than I am.
There was a lot of things I wanted to correct, but we're just going to let that go.
Altar boy Johnny over here.
That's right.
So Johnny.
2 years. 2 years altar boy, 7th, 8th grade.
With that neighbor who was grooming you.
She was not grooming me.
She was not grooming me.
She did say she thought I'd be a priest, but she was not grooming me.
Yeah, sounds...
Christ has died.
Is that how you want the Browns?
Christ will come again.
All right, now you have to do it with the guy you think you're going to win the quarterback job.
No, because they would say Shador has died first. I don't think Shador has died yet.
Well, no, but then you'll say Shador has risen.
Yeah.
You're missing the point. You're missing the risen point.
We will have that if Shador has a part where he just goes way down and then has an awesome day. We will sing that, okay?
Shador does that replace the Shaboom?
Is what?
Does that replace the Shaboom drop?
Maybe, potentially.
Shador has risen.
Shador will come again. Yeah, so the point is that... well, there is no point. there is no point. You want to talk about like a sports radio intro?
Nope.
I'm not pulling the nose up on this.
I am slamming the brakes to the floor because we will sit in this moment together and just stew in it.
I think Browns fans are going to be as excited about this next month and a half as they will over many, many parts of the season.
Let's get back to the Shador thing.
That is the Shador thing.
That
is the Shador thing.
216-474-0092. Do you trust the Browns to run a legitimate four-way quarterback competition, or do you think the books are cooked? To some degree, I'm trying not to let my cynicism about how I've already started to see the quarterback battle play out. And really, some of that, in fairness, some of that might just be I'm putting too much stock into preseason fodder with the Browns getting their messaging out there, which could have trade implications, which could have motivational implications, which could just not be true in any way. I need it. Like, if Kevin, listen, I don't know Kevin's going to win enough games for me to be like, hey, you super served the expectations. You've done a good job. You're my ball coach again. We're back to where we were maybe 3 years ago, right? He can do that with his coaching. And it's tough because, like, if it's Pickett, it's going to be an element of everyone that's like, okay, was it always going to be Pickett?
And that's the
same
hard part.
Same thing with, like, Flacco or Dylan.
For some reason, I feel like I'll give Flacco some sort of pass in that regard. Not the Peterman pass, not the full pass, but I'll give him some sort of pass. If it's Pickett, I will feel like you didn't even try here.
Oh, that's interesting.
If it's Pickett, I will feel like you decided you wanted it to be Pickett. You set it up for it to be Pickett. And then Pickett, being the preseason player he was in Pittsburgh, probably looked all right. And then here we are.
So what's interesting about that is you can spin, depending on how you feel about the Browns. I'm really trying to separate where I think the train's going with how I feel about the train station and where I feel today. And because I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic to not be talking about Deshaun Watson. I'm optimistic that I can.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Be wrong, and when I say that they're a 3-14 team, I will relish in being wrong about this Browns team if they want to make me look like a fool by winning more than 3, 4, or 5 games. But I think there will be an element of cynicism that is very hard to fight no matter who wins the job. Like, if Shador wins the job, people are going to be like, ah, Haslam did it. If Dylan wins it, it's going to be like, well, of course Dylan won it. That's Stefanski's boy. Same thing with Kenny Pickett. And if Joe wins it, I think the read could be, oh, so none of the other three guys took the job, huh?
Or maybe this one's for the fan base?
Yeah, well, exactly. Fan service. Now, I don't know that we should go there, but I mean, man, I'll be honest. Half of the reaction on the helmet today, I think, was just tied to the fact they're 3-14. Like, I think people were just going to, pardon the pun, but douche on that helmet, no matter what, because it's like, yeah, if you were 11-6 again, we'd be like, all right, let's go color rush all year long.
It is interesting how things tend to look cooler when your team is playing much better. And that is a real thing. I'm excited about the prospects of all of this, and I'm excited to see how this quarterback battle goes. But it is in many ways it's unprecedented to try to have a 4 quarterback battle, and I'm just interested to see how Stefanski is going to juggle it. But yes, we will read way into all of this stuff in trying to figure out how he lands on the decision that he lands on.
Paul in Fairview, welcome to the show, bud. What you got for us?
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing all right, man. Thank you for joining us.
Good. Okay, now I need for you to hear me out on all this. You guys get paid to voice your opinion.
Nailed it.
These fans get hung up on or ridiculed when we voice ours. Now, hear me out. Kevin quit on us last year. If you guys remember, gave up his responsibilities and became the head coach, allegedly, okay? For ultimately, the guy who was called to play, he gets fired. Stefanski is going to do nothing for the rookie quarterbacks. Ask DTR. Another thing, on Judkins, I thought, people, that a guy is innocent until proven guilty. That's what I thought. I'm telling you guys.
That's not how the NFL works, Paul.
Okay, regardless of how they work, he's the wisest man that ain't in practice.
That's a contract thing. That's a little bit different,
that's
too.
A contract
Wait, real quick, Paul. It's a contract thing, and also I think something that Kevin said on the matter that we actually can take to the bank is – there are differences in every one of these situations. You can infer however that is, but I do think it's pretty telling that Mike Hall Jr. practiced the entire time or was in the building the entire time, and Quinshon isn't. So specific to what you're saying, like it's not as if the Browns have this track record of not having the guys in the building when accused of this sort of stuff.
All the thing I'm saying is, you're not answering my question. How come he's not practicing?
Well, no, he hasn't signed his contract first, so he wouldn't be at practice.
Okay, Mike Hall was under contract.
That's the difference.
Camp was already underway.
Okay.
Yeah, like if Judkins had signed his contract, it'd be a different story, I would imagine.
Okay, right. I can see that. Okay, now, so Stefanski is like a politician. You know, he says nothing. He don't give you answers. And he's not a coach. Who is he coaching? Stefanski,
this
is a fan's
call.
Opinion. He's not a coach. Stefanski has to go. I hang up on you, fellas. Thank
All right. Thank you, Paul.
I like that he hung up on us. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he was like, even you guys know you let me go a little bit too long here.
You think, you know what? I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's all I needed to say. I got my minute 30.
He must be fun at parties. He walks in and is like, so. How about that politics? And then just walks out and gets dipped.
Where he just parties for like 30% of the party, as hard as anybody does for 100% of the party. I like that. I mean, it's dangerous. Don't do that. However, specifically this Stefanski stuff, like, I have very real criticisms, suspicions, thoughts on Kevin. And I would not have let Mike Vrabel leave the building. I just wouldn't have. I would have, to me, Mike Vrabel is the epitome of what a head football coach is, where I think Kevin, I'm a little worried that he's probably the epitome of what a great offensive coordinator is. But I'm willing to, like, I do think he's earned the right to try and figure it out this year. And honestly, that might come down to figuring out the year after. I don't know. I'll have to see how I feel. To say on the day of training camp, fire Stefanski, Yeah, this is one that I think we can kind of let play out and see if I am where I was last December, where I was where Paul was today.
Well, that's it. So clearly Paul just felt this thing. He felt the same way 7 months ago, so he feels it today. None of that has changed. And I get someone like Paul that's out there thinking, I don't want Stefanski here. The burden of proof is on Stefanski to go ahead and show him why he should be here beyond this next season.
So this is where...
I don't love that every convo goes back to, well, the owner says that he's going to be here after this year, and we're all just supposed to take that as if this is a gap year for Stefanski. Show us some things.
That is incredibly fair. I think it's also incredibly fair to say how much do we expect Kevin to actually show when look at the quarterback room. Like, let's just normalize having a real conversation about this. I personally like Joe Flacco. I've not met him. What I mean is I like how he represents himself. He doesn't really BS, and he's fun to watch because he's got a bazooka for a right arm, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
You know how I feel about Kenny. You know how I feel about Dylan. But they're on the roster. I want them to succeed as best they can. I think Shador is the second most physically talented quarterback on the roster, so I want him to succeed. That being said, it's a 41-year-old quarterback who is not involved in any other starting quarterback discussions. It was Kenny Pickett who was had for a fifth-round pick, which teams don't give those guys away if they think they're great for a fifth-round pick. It was Dylan Gabriel, who was a late third-round pick that we all thought was a late round pick. And it was Shador, who, yeah, I thought was a second-round talent, but he's a fifth-rounder. Like, at some point, it's tough for me to go too hard in the paint with this, with Kevin, when it's like, that's your quarterback room.
But if the answer is, at the end of the season, it's like, oh, he didn't have enough quarterbacks to deal with, and it's not his fault, I would revert back to, well, you had the first 5 years of you being here to go ahead and impress me and show me what you can do with quarterbacks. Like, this is year six. This isn't year one or two. This is year six.
Yeah, but this is going to be the one that's the nail in the coffin, potentially.
I think the nail in the coffin might have potentially happened last year. And this might just be the counting out season to then go and get a new head coach. Like,
is it like the reset nail, the typewriter season?
Yeah, it might be. I mean, the nail in the coffin might have already happened for Stefanski. And now he's just in a position where he has to just really impress people out of nowhere, even with a stacked deck against him, in order to go ahead and keep his job.
But shouldn't that be on a curve? Shouldn't really impress people be 7 wins with this quarterback room?
I think we will look at it that way. I think we will give him the benefit of what he's working with, and we'll look at it as impressive if he makes a Kenny Pickett into an 8 or 9 win guy with this team this season. But yeah, no, you had 5 years prior to this to go ahead and impress us, and you didn't do it.
Eric and Cameron, you guys stick there. 216-474-0092. Do you trust Kevin Stefanski and the Browns to run a real 4-way quarterback battle and get it right? More on that in the news that was expected of the NFL, but now is officially official in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The Immersive Cult Classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.